ABC Radio Australia.
Well, for the past 15 years, locals in the Torricelli Ranges in Papua New Guinea have been working to protect critically endangered tree kangaroos. They've established a conservation area and made a decision to stop hunting the creatures. But now there's a fear that much of their hard work could be undone with a major road development headed straight for the protected area. It's alarming landowners who say they haven't been consulted and now they've decided to take a stand. Marion Farr has this report.
The Torricelli mountain range is a lush expanse of forest in Papua New Guinea's Sundown province. It's a hub for biodiversity and home to about 40% of mammals in PNG and 50% of birds. In particular, it's important habitat for two types of critically endangered tree kangaroo, the Tenkalay tree kangaroo and the Waimang tree kangaroo.
Tree kangaroos, they are important in our lives because they are part of our lives.
Fidelis Nick is a landowner from Mutu Village in the Torricelli Ranges. He has spent the past 15 years working with an organisation called the Tenkalay Conservation Alliance, which was set up to protect tree kangaroos and other animals in the area.
Since working with TCA for 15 years, I was a benefit from everything such as employment, education, to improve my skills and knowledge, to gain self-confidence, to stand and speak on behalf of my people and my land.
Landowners in the area have made a decision to stop hunting tree kangaroos, and they've done a lot of hard work to establish a conservation area, which is awaiting final approvals from the PNG government to make it official.
Our nature and forest is very important in our lives, in our life as indigenous people. So we don't want our land to be destroyed. We don't want our resources will be affected.
But now, Mr. Nick is very worried that all the hard work could be undone. A major road is being built and it's headed straight for the conservation area.
This road is just stopped before going into the conservation area. It's almost 50 metres something to pass through conservation area, and the people, community came up and stopped the road.
Last month, when locals noticed the road being built, they went down and asked the construction workers to stop.
Actually, they're building the road, 80 metres, which is from left to right, and so many trees have been destroyed.
Mr. Nick says there's been no consultation with local landowners like himself.
Government did not come down and talk to the people in the village about this compensation while environment damage. There's nothing happened with the government and us.
How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel that it's not following the right process.
Jim Thomas is CEO of the Tenkalay Conservation Alliance, which was founded in 2001. The organisation has employed many locals from the area who are now managing the alliance day to day.
We've been trying for a long time with the PNG government to establish the Torricelli mountain range as a conservation area, though legally recognised. And, you know, that's a very important way of preserving the animals primarily, but also all of the biodiversity and the rainforest.
But Mr. Thomas is also worried about the road development.
It is right through the habitat of the Waimang tree kangaroo and not very far from where we recently put camera traps up and got encouraging results of the species. And we recorded more animals than we have in that area and for that species than ever previously.
He says there are only a few hundred of these tree kangaroos left in the wild, and any damage to their habitat could be very detrimental. Mr. Thomas wants to see the PNG government build the road in a different place, which would not run through the conservation area.
We're at the crossroads. We're waiting for the government to hold a meeting with the landowners and the communities to discuss what the actual plans are.
The ABC has tried to contact PNG's Environment Minister, but has not received a response. In the meantime, Fidelis Nick is keeping a close eye to make sure no more development goes ahead.
I'm just right at the company base to monitor, especially to monitor and talk to them to respect our conservation program and follow the right consultation process and all this. That's what I'm really doing right at the moment, to defend my people and my conservation program.